Hi, I am Sarah Noble, your host for the Modern Day Intuitive Podcast. For over 25 years, I've been on a spiritual journey, searching, learning, expanding, and growing. I've traveled the world, led by my heart, on a quest to know myself so that I can support others. This podcast was created from my deep desire to help you connect with your intuition and to inspire you to create a life where the impossible becomes possible and you live into your sacred dreams and desires. Thanks for being here and enjoy the show. Hello, my loves. Welcome to the show today. So good to be here with you as always. For our reading today, Karen is here with us and she is curious about if the path she is on will support her financially and lead to the relationships that she is looking for. So through this reading, we look at how we are not defined by what other people say is possible, that you are on your own journey and you get to decide what is possible for you. We look at how everything you want is already here. You just have to be willing to expand into it. How your old stories and programs can keep you from expanding into these dreams that you see and so desire. And we talk about how curiosity changes your perspective and that when we're ready to level up, our unconscious has a lot to say about it. So enjoy my reading with Karen. I love you. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the podcast. How can I help you today?
I am looking to see if the path that I am on will bring me the financial abundance and relationships I seek.
Thank you. You're initially showing me your womb space. And with the ideas, right, that we not only create life in physical form of a human, but also we create our life moment by moment in a woman's body. We have this incredible ability to create. So since you're showing me this part of your body, I'd love to hear your relationship with your womb, with your creative space. And just if you could tell me a little bit about that, please.
I'm a creator. I'm a creative problem solver. I was told I couldn't have children and I had many miscarriages and 3 live births. So I know I am a creator.
Very powerful. And I love what that says, right? That everything is possible and that you are not a person that is going to be confined by what other people tell you is possible.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So as I connect in with that space, because it's still here with us, there is energy that is flowing out of your womb space. And I see that as very creative energy. There's also like an underneath part. So it's your second chakra, but it also, for you, it does feel very much like this womb space. And on the top part are these beautiful creative wave patterns that are going out. Yet underneath that, it feels very constricted. That's the word. Like there's a constriction underneath your creative power. So that is going out into the world. And yet there's a part here that still wants to be looked at as far as why you're maybe not where you want to be quite yet. So the way I'm seeing it is there's 2 halves to this creative space for you. The top half is flowing out into the world, yet the underneath part feels very constricted, as if you're keeping yourself from something. You're not allowing something. There's a story, there's a condition or a program that is actually sitting underneath informing your creative process. So my wondering is, are you connected to this? Are you aware of this? Is there anything that is up in your life right now that you are already in relationship with related to this image, the way it's presenting?
I'm not aware of it if there's something there.
Okay. So then let's look at that deeper. Let me just see. Let me just follow this for you. What's happening? You had mentioned having miscarriages and then you did give birth. In the in-between, in the time between the miscarriages and then having a successful pregnancy and birth, that's the place that it feels that there's something significant in that time span. Is there anything that stands out to you that happened between those two time periods?
Challenging relationship.
Were they different partners, like the one with the miscarriages?
No, same partner.
Same partner.
It was definitely same. That's the only thing I did.
Yeah. Did he go through a transformation during that time or did anything significant happen to him?
I'm trying to think back like 34 years, 35. That was a long time ago. He was always going through something. I just, off the top, I can't remember exactly what it might have been. But okay. He had a lot of challenge. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still together?
No.
Okay. Have you healed from that relationship fully?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know you came on asking something very different than where we are right now, yet this is where the information took me. So I just want to move through this a little bit and let's see where this is going to lead you as far as financial longevity and also calling in another partner. So there's still something in here for you. To me, it feels like this is the nugget that is keeping you from moving into that next phase of what you want and having, like, I see the partner and I see financial abundance and they're sitting like just outside your aura. So they're there. It's like, it's already done. They're waiting for you. And then there's this place in your lower belly that is holding a key to expanding. It's like the images, they don't even come to you. You expand into them. So they're sitting right outside your aura. And when you unlock this part of you, your aura expands and then now they're inside it. So it's not even like you have to work hard. You don't even have to call them to you. They're both sitting there in your field, waiting for you to expand to where they can be with you. So any ideas? I mean, you said relationship. Anything to add something to this conversation that might be this, it's like a seed is actually what it is, but it's closed. It can't grow. It's very compact and tight and kind of shriveled. And it has life in it. It's ready to grow, but it needs the water, the healing waters. It needs the attention. It needs to be unearthed from the darkness.
I'm not sensing anything in particular, for sure. I'm always planting seeds. Yeah, golly. And I wish I knew what this particular seed you speak of is, because then I could really say, ah.
Well, what do you think are some of the things that keep you doubting the financial future that's yours or a partner coming in? What does that look like?
I don't know, honestly, that I'm doubting it. So I don't know if that's the term, because everything is energy, everything is frequency, vibration. And I don't look at it as a doubt. It's more of a curiosity, like, am I right? You know, kind of thing. I'm there, right. You know, kind of the curious child is more like it. And there's that little girl inside of me that like wants it yesterday. So I think that's like that in-between space that I'm in. But am I doubting anything?
Maybe doubt isn't the word. Like, maybe follow curiosity, right? That feels more true for you.
Curiosity feels true for me. And I'm sensing that I'm not going about it in the right fashion is the word that's coming up for me. You know, I'm doing the online dating thing and that way, and I'm doing everything that I'm being told to do. traditionally, I'm not a traditionalist. And I think that's a part of what keeps me held back, is because I feel and I sense that organically, naturally, things will fall into place. And yes, energetically, I've got to draw, not got to, I choose to draw it in, but it doesn't have to look like a traditional way, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love non-traditional.
Right. So I'm very much like that. Actually, my why is, they have the discs and all that. There's a why version of it, and my why is challenge. So I'm always challenging myself and challenging perceptions. And this is what I do for a living. So now it's me in the framework, and I'm just not seeing it. I'm curious. I'm very curious, because I would love to know. So this way I can awareness is key, choose to do something about it or not.
Well, what feels true and correct for you to do with the seed? What would you love?
It's funny you say that, because spring fever has hit me so badly this year. I'm feeling it. So it's really tilling the soil, nurturing, water, and lots of sunshine. So it's giving it all of the conditions in order for it to grow, all the nutrients, everything.
Yeah. What does that look like in your physical world to give that to yourself?
Oh, honoring myself, which I'm doing, honoring, cherishing, taking the time that I need to nurture my well-being and self-care. Watering it for me would be really, I'm a knowledge junkie, so I love to expand myself consistently. And I think that's part of it, it's constantly growing and expanding. And the sunshine would be like getting out there and being seen.
Well, you know, you came here asking about finances and a potential partner. And I see them, like I said, both just outside your aura. And you even used the word just then of expansion, of constantly growing and expanding. And so following that thread, watering that seed, unpacking, looking and seeing like, hey, what might this be? And looking at it from all possibilities of maybe it is just a seed waiting to be growing. And allow yourself to expand, because that's the way that I see it, right? It's already there. You get to expand to it. And there it is. It's already there. How can I support you from here?
I'm a visual. And I would love to get the context of your visual perception of it. Like painting that picture of what you see. So perhaps maybe it's something I could align with.
So you want to share a visual with me? Is that what I'm understanding?
No, I was hoping you would share your visual with me.
Okay. Like the visual of?
Well, you see the seed. Do you see it sprouting? How do you see in your vision it being nurtured? And is it growing? Is it being tended to by only me? For what I heard you say was it's right outside. It's there, but it's right outside. Not necessarily my reach, but externally. Was that correct?
Yeah. So the financial abundance that you're looking for, I see that. I see the partner. They're already here. Yet the way the image is they're just outside your aura. And I see you expanding, and then they come to you. Like they're then inside your aura is the way that I see the image. And the guidance is that the way that you expand your aura is nurturing the seed, the part that's underneath. And when I see it, it is quite closed. And when I looked at it, asking it, how did it want to grow? It's putting up a shoot, like a stem that's coming up through. But this is where I think it's important for you to really get curious about what is that seed? Because initially in the image, right, that seed is more of something that is being blocked, that is underneath your creative power. And in order for you to fully access it, it's like it wants to be broken open. It wants to be discovered. It wants to be explored. It can't do it on its own. It's asking for your help. And so getting in there and seeing, well, what are your blocks to money and financial abundance? What are past relationships that possibly are still lingering and creating you to vibrate outside of that new relationship? So to me, I sense that there's some programming inside that seed that wants your attention before it can grow into what you want it to be. So I don't know if you have support or you journal, you have a coach, somebody that can help you see something that you're just not quite seeing, which is everybody on the planet, right? We can't see around our own corners. And so we have each other to support each other.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So the way that I see it is inside that seed, there is some story and program that is not allowing you to quite expand into what is there waiting for you.
Interesting.
And it doesn't feel like big and dark and heavy or anything like that. It's just something that wants your attention. It's like, hey, we're here waiting for you. Come look.
It's interesting because I do so much self-inquiry, but I hadn't looked at, I mean, I've looked at it, but I haven't really, as of recently, been curious about it because it hasn't been a thought. So, yeah. It'll be something to start looking at. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anytime that we're getting ready to up level, there's always something from the unconscious that is ready to come forward to help us. It's just part of the process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you taking away from our call today?
What I'm taking away from the call today is to pause, to stop and pause and be curious and trust that it is there, because I do trust that. Perhaps look at that nurturing and nourishing, that the weeds, clearing the weeds out of the garden, such that I can allow it to breathe and expand.
Beautiful. And such perfect timing, right? With spring and, oh, goodness. Does this feel like an okay place to land today?
Yes, very much so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here today and making your personal and spiritual growth a priority in your life. To learn more about connecting with your dreams and your intuition so that you can create a life full of possibilities, visit me at www.sarahnoble.com and see how we can create magic together. A big thank you from my heart to yours for making the planet a better place for us all.